I am on the fire.
I just can't understand what you're playing porn for.
Oh.
When you have the internet these days.
Well, I just want to check it out.
When the hell's the last time you bought a porno mag?
I don't remember. I never buy it. I don't think I bought one.
You know I'm recording this, right?
Great. Yeah. Oops.
Yeah, right. That's going on the front of the show.
All
right,
fine.
Dude, this fucking Slurpee sucks.
Thank God it's not gay porn.
Yes, at least it's not gay porn. Nothing like a... What did you get, Hustler?
Hustler? Yeah.
The Slurpee's more like a snow cone.
You know, guess poor Larry Flint.
Isn't he... Is he Hustler or Penthouse? I really don't know.
He's Hustler.
Is it? Damn. Not up on my porn, apparently.
Wants to win the games until he dies playing
space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to win the games until he dies playing.
I can't play these video games.
Games and more entertainment radio.
What the hell episode is this?
18.
19.
Oops.
19. This is how much of attention you pay. This is how you follow the show. You don't even know.
I was a following show because we're Methan's 13. So.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, supposed to be 18.
You just count around. All right.
You count around.
The usual. We got Beavis and Butthead here.
Yeah.
C4.
Woof.
And as far as emails go, we got some really cool stuff this week that is kind of long, all of it. So it's going to be like email and then a bunch of talking and then email and then a bunch of talking. The very, very first emails we got were from, say his name again. Come on, say it.
Spetsnaz.
He pointed out a review of the N-Gage, which everybody was curious about. You know, Nokia's little
phone, handheld gaming
phone
device,
3D, device,
web browsing, all kinds of tools.
Yeah, it's supposed to do all kinds of neat stuff. And GamesIndustry.biz, they went ahead and looked at it as a gaming machine, though, not so much as a cell phone and stuff. They didn't really, like, go ultra into detail with, like, the MP3 features or the radio features. You know, they didn't go through it as a whole machine, but they took it, they went over it as it was a gaming machine. Like, you know, how well does this apply to the gaming community? And it didn't do so well.
Well, if it's on a gaming machine, I will not pay $300 for it. That's two GameCubes.
Yeah, that is two GameCubes.
One for you and one for me.
Yeah. Instead, you get this little tiny piece of crap handheld device that you can also make phone calls on. Now, the article, which we'll have a link to it in the notes here, so, I mean, it's long. I mean, I printed it out. It's 6 pages long.
Oh,
it took forever to print. Yeah, but basically, to sum it up, Nokia is marketing this as a 3D gadget. You know, I mean, they're not saying that, like the Game Boy Advance, we know, is mainly for 2D gaming. I mean, it might as well be a Super Nintendo cramped in a little tiny box.
Right, right.
The N-Gage, their claim to fame with this thing is that it's 3D. So that they talk about that a lot. They continually tout its 3D capabilities, which sound to me, from everything I've heard, just below a PlayStation. Like a couple frames per second below a PlayStation. From what I can gather, there's no dedicated 3D processor. It's like a software emulated 3D.
Well, DirectX?
I don't know what it is. It's probably their own proprietary thing. It uses the Symbian OS that most of Nokia's 60 series phones use, right? That nifty little operating system they've got for their telephones. One of the weird things about it, like before we get to the gaming part, to talk on it, you hold it on the edge, like it's sideways, right? So, like, you don't hold the phone. You think, like, your current cell phone, pretend you're talking to the side of it, right? You're talking. I don't have my phone laying around here.
Right,
but
here,
instead,
I got one in my pocket.
Well, you have one, but everybody go grab your telephones.
Talk like this?
No, that's how you would normally talk.
No, sideways, you said.
Yeah, you idiot. Give me the phone. You don't. Okay, hold your phone like you would normally talk and then tilt it up on its edge.
Oh!
So you hold it kind of thin ways, you know, like,
oh,
so
thin ways.
Thin to your face. And apparently that's very weird looking for this device. I haven't actually gotten my hands on one, but it looks like just a little bit smaller.
Can you hear me now? Good!
It looks a little bit smaller than a Game Boy Advance, the original Game Boy Advance. It looks a little bit smaller than that, and that'd be kind of an awkward device to hold near your head like that while you were walking around. And that was one of the things that they ran into people complaining about, was that you look like a retard talking on this thing. They really did. They said it looks like you're talking to a taco. Right here in the article, somebody said that.
That's pretty funny.
You know, that's pretty bad. Face talk this way, so you're not blowing the mic out.
Where's the mic at?
There's one on each side of the monitor.
Oh, okay.
Just by the speakers there.
I know.
Talk to me, not to the microphone. You blow it out.
I didn't even see the mic, dude.
That's it, stealth. This whole place is wired. They were talking about that in IRC the other day, too. They had cameras in here, and they were going to uninstall Warcraft 3 when I was not looking, so that when I went to go fire it up, it would be gone, so that instead of playing Warcraft, I could edit the show. Because it took so long last time, but I was tired. What can I say? There's also no L&R buttons on this thing. Like shoulder buttons.
Right.
That's kind of weird, because the shape of the thing, and the way that you're going to hold it, it seems like it would have been a natural place to put buttons, right? I mean, it fits your hand well.
Right.
They said it's very comfortable, too. Like, amazingly enough, there was some good that it was comfortable to hold. It didn't cramp your hands. It was, it felt okay, which is nice to know. But it sounds like they totally dropped the ball on this thing. There's no regular headphone jack.
Right, of course, Nokia. They always have their special ones.
That sucks, though, because I've heard...
their adapter for... Oh, no, no.
Yeah,
special.
That's what they use here, some kind of adapter for the N-Gage to plug your headphones. And that's just stupid.
Heinous bastards.
That's just stupid.
Just want to make more money off us.
Yeah, like Nintendo, right? Another feature of this thing is it has Bluetooth wireless, which is really cool, because then you can play, like Mario Kart or whatever the hell they're going to have.
Yeah.
Multiplayer. Without cords and stuff.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. And this is what Nintendo said they were going to do with the Game Boy, and they never did. I get the Game Boy Advance SP EX Ultra 2 Hyper X.
Yeah, 1000.
Yeah.
PC. FUCK model.
Mm-hmm. To give us more money. Yeah, you know that's going to have that in there, especially because it went over pretty well with this. Apparently it works decent enough. However, there's no indicator light to tell whether or not it's in Bluetooth mode. Now, Bluetooth is fairly insecure. It's just wide open. It's it reminds me a lot of, your average WAPs laying around. You know, I mean, just like the same idea. I don't want people being able to talk to my phone when I don't want them to. I want to be able to know at a glance if my phone is, in promiscuous mode or not.
Someone trying to hack your phone.
That's right. Because my current phone, what have I got? What's that thing? An Ericsson TI-680? Or 68, yeah. TI-68, something like that.
Tiny Sony one?
Yeah, right, it's awesome, and it does have a little light on it, so I can tell, just glancing at it, whether or not Bluetooth is turned on or not.
Oh.
You know, and that's very handy to me, because a couple times I've turned it on and not really realized I did it when I was just surfing through the menu.
See, if you don't have that, then they may have a little indicator on the screen.
Yeah, but you gotta get in there and get into the thing and check and see what setting is.
Oh, okay, so it's not like on the corner or something.
From what I can tell, that you've actually got to get in there and take a look at it. Which is kind of stupid. That's kind of stupid. And that's not a deal breaker for me. I mean, I don't really care that much. I would probably just leave it off most of the time. But you gotta consider the lowest common denominator people. They don't even know what Bluetooth is. They assume it's magic that connects your phone to another phone so you can play Mario Brothers, you know? another thing that they were complaining about in this was the way that you navigate the menus. And this is a problem with my phone also. You've got this little directional pad to move around to the menus,
right,
on, which works just
joystick
fine.
Thing?
Mine's a joystick, this one's a directional pad, because you think about Nintendo control. And it's... You've got to push... To select it. And if the same problem happens with my phone, with the little joystick thing, you go to push it and you end up moving it instead.
Huh.
You know, so you keep trying to click something and you end up moving the cursor up, or down, or wherever.
See, if they have a directional pad on their machine, if the navigation is supposed to be really easy, just set either bottom or enter whatever it is.
Oh, they have
on your
that
right hand side.
My phone has that also. I can click yes. I imagine you do the same thing on this. I haven't got my hands on one of these myself, you know, so I don't know. But it's interesting to read about because you and Ode were talking about getting these things, and you guys were both real serious sounding about it.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider this after I get to the end of this here. Also, it has MP3 capability. You know that, right? But it requires having a little card in there. You know, one of those little memory card things, those little tiny cards.
Yeah. Compact flash, is that one?
It's one of those little tiny ones you had to take the battery out to get to.
Well, that's pain in the ass.
That's how you put the games in, too.
That's pain in the ass.
Is that not ridiculous? How stupid is that? They should have set that up where it had some kind of, like whatever.
Like on the side or something, you know, easy to remove.
What does my phone use? The SD card things?
God.
I mean, not my phone. Yeah. My camera. You know, something like that would have been perfect.
Right. So Nokia's going to fire those engineers.
Dude, they should. They should. They need to make us. They need to make a version 2.
Non-playing game people.
Engineers, yeah.
Yeah.
They had the radio. It has a radio feature. And apparently that works well enough. You know.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, how much can you say about that, though? It's radio. It works. You turn it on. It's got little dials and whatnot. You know, stations.
Talking your earphone.
Yeah, you plug in your frequency and you're good
to go.
MP3 player is less than impressive. I guess the sound quality of the thing is really good, but the controls for this thing are clunky. They were complaining they didn't like the way that you can control it, which is weird, because you think they would have something like that perfected. You know, you want real quick things to, you know, like when you want to stop the song, you should just be able to click like a certain button or something, it should halt the song. It should be real straightforward.
Yeah.
I don't know how they blew that one. MMC card, that's what it says. MMC card.
MMC.
Yeah, quite disappointing. In order to use MP3 playback, you need a blank MMC card in the device. So you can't listen to your own MP3s and play games at the same time. Another major flaw with this thing. I always listen to music when I'm playing games.
But you have to use this different channel, though. It's like, you know, when you play a game, you got to listen to the music from the game.
No, you don't. I don't.
I always do.
Well, you're retarded.
Dude.
I don't. I play music all the time. I turn off game music because game music gets repetitive. Game music is the same over and over and over. And there's only so many tracks on most games, you know? There's only so much there. So almost every game I play,
well,
I turn off music.
Listen to the gunfire in a sound effect.
Yeah, and I turn that way up, and then I turn on music. Or a movie. You know, I like to listen, because game music gets
repetitive. Because you got strong enough sound card processor to do that. And it's that little thing, I don't think, you know.
They can get, ATI makes a little mobile 3D chip that would have fit right in that thing.
Oh.
See? I mean, there was so much more they could have done for this.
Then it's gonna be $400 machine, not $300 anymore.
Well, maybe, but that, it might have made the difference. It might have made it, $100 might have made this thing the kick-ass product to have, though. You know? I mean, sometimes that's all it takes. It's just a little bit more. And suddenly your gadget here, you know, your little widget just kicks major ass. And to tell you the truth, if this thing came out and I heard nothing but the most rave reviews about it, and it had equal to, you know, PlayStation graphics on it, PlayStation 1 graphics, I think for $400 it would have been a steal. And so it's not, and now I'm kind of happy because I don't need to go out and buy this garbage. I have a phone and I have a Game Boy and that's all I need. I probably wouldn't have got it anyway, but I bet you and Ode probably would have really considered it for $400 if it was, you know, got rave reviews. I guarantee it the more I think about it, knowing you guys.
Yeah.
Little shit like that, you know, you'll love it. Loading time apparently is really bad. At least a minute. I mean, wouldn't that suck, right? Loading in between levels and stuff is hella slow on this thing.
A minute?
Yeah, I guess that's the boot time on this thing. I mean, I just don't understand how could they make something that was, I don't know, it almost seemed like a designer phone needed a new spiffy thing to add on to it and took it one step further than an MP3 player and just said...
Top of the boot time so far from the user reviews.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't imagine putting load delays on your
telephone. Maybe those people just don't like Nokia at all.
That's possible, but I don't know.
We'll get a little bit more reviews.
Yeah, I'd like to see more, but it's neat to talk about, you know, I mean, the first impressions of the thing. It's not quite finalized, but it's close enough, you know. I mean, it's not out yet. You can't go out and buy one, I don't think. You can pre-order it, though. The speaker, though, they had rave. The speaker was very loud and clear. So at least the sound is up to par. That's good, so that when you're playing your MP3s or stuff. But they, one of the things that happened to them was when they turned on the music, I guess, or one of the games, I remember them saying that it was really loud, so they went to go turn down the volume. There's no dial.
Whoa.
There's no, like, quick-ass little volume control. Right, right. Now, on my little phone, I've got, a whole separate key that my index finger rests up on so that I can just flick and adjust the volume up or down. You know, it's awesome. Now, mine's on the index finger, and as I'm talking, I can just flick this little switch.
Oh, that's cool.
It's incredible. I love having
that. I have to, use a little navigate key to...
Yeah, see, this thing, too. You've got to go in there and adjust it through the games. You know, I mean, each game has got, a sound volume control thing. Now, that is stupid.
That's real stupid.
You know. However, Nokia did give them a pair of headphones. It came, you know, so little. Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
you know, if you're a big gamer, that's going to be a handy thing because, you know, that'll save you probably $20 to go out and buy, you know, your own set of headphones and their little converter.
Yeah.
So that helps. And it comes with a hands-free kit, you know, which is pretty much standard with all phones now.
Of course, it's got a phone's, I bet it's got a speaker from built-in already, so.
A what?
Speakerphone for a cell phone part. Because it got speakers for games. Might as well use those speakers as a speakerphone for your phone when you're on a conversation.
I don't think they set it up that way.
You could.
All it is, dude, is like a microphone there.
Yeah, but it's for the incoming voice part. You can use their speakers.
What the hell are you talking about?
Dude, okay, like the phone, boom. You turn on speakerphone, so it's totally hand-free. You don't have to pick up the phone, just talk back there. Like your phone, speakerphone.
You can talk to a phone anyway.
Yeah, but you can, that's totally hand-free though, if there's a speakerphone in there.
I see what you're saying, I think.
You think?
Not really, but I'm gonna say okay.
Okay, fine.
Apparently the screen is hella small too, though. The screen for this thing is really tiny.
Should I measure it?
Yeah, come on, let's see it right here. Let's whip out that quarter inch and multiply it a few times. I guess the screen's really small, though. Imagine almost half the size of a Game Boy screen.
Whoa, that's terrible.
Tiny, right? And now people that, I guess they went out on the street and found a bunch of people to check this device out. You know, they said, here's this new little toy, check it out. They're getting headaches from playing it.
What?
Yeah, the screen's so small, I guess the weight of the, you know, I mean, some kind of 3D graphics on this tiny-ass monitor you're trying to make out detail, apparently people were getting headaches trying to play this thing.
Does it have a built-in backlight?
Yes, the screen, okay. They screamed, they loved it. As far as the screen goes, it makes the Game Boy Advance SP look like crap.
Yeah, I bet.
They said this thing has a perfect screen.
Whoa.
Yeah, because the Game Boy Advance SP's got, front lights. It's front lit. This thing's backlit. Right. So, apparently...
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, but it's half the size, and it gives you a headache.
That's small. Dude.
I know, that's pretty tiny. Another thing is, the controls aren't the same. You know, when you put in your Game Boy game, you pretty much know that somewhere in that game, that A and B buttons are going to be the big two buttons you're going to use, right? Well, here, they've got, you know, a keypad.
Keypad,
you know? And all the games use their own design.
Whoa.
So, that it's... You know, that's not easy. It's not very intuitive to just sit down and pick it up and have at it. You're going to have to spend some time trying to figure this out. I don't know if that's worth it. I don't know. It doesn't sound so great.
No, definitely not worth three. I'm not paying $300 for it.
And this is a big thing of this. You know, this is a big part of the N-Gage is gaming. And
it's going to have a promotion, though. You're not like all the cell phone companies.
Who cares? Promotion. They couldn't give this thing away with blowjobs to me. I don't care.
How about free?
It's still not worth it. I wouldn't use it. It's
free?
Talking to it sideways and having to put up with this stupid thing. No. I love my phone. My little Ericsson. I would rather use that than use this thing.
Oh.
Because I have a Game Boy. What the hell would I want this crap for? Subpar games on a subpar system. Screw that, they couldn't give it, it's not worth it. The games, they got Tony Hawk, hey, you saw, there's a list of
Tony
games.
Tony Hawk, my god.
You know, it's not,
a tiny screen.
There's no analog control either.
It got Lara Croft.
Yeah, there's Tomb Raider, and there's a whole list of games. You go to evgames.com.
I bet her boobs are bigger than the screen, huh?
They probably had to shrink them down to fit on that little tiny screen.
Oh man, from a size 38 to now 28. Sorry.
I don't know if it's worth it. They got some snowboarding game too. They've got, I think there's a Super Monkey Ball on there. There's a Sonic
Super
game.
Super Monkey Ball?
Yeah, that's pretty addicting actually.
Sonic, I don't know, Sonic gets old.
Sonic would get, would, no, Sonic's God, I don't know. I like Sonic because it's 2D Sonic. It's not 3D Sonic. Oh, okay. Sonic.
3D one sucks.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't never get into it on my Dreamcast.
Me neither. So, some kind of, was it an adventure game or something? Pandemonium. I can't remember what it is. There's a MotoGP. Now that was, in fact, they talked about that one here too. They were saying that the controls were good for that. You've got accelerate, brake, and steer left and right.
Oh, wow.
There's no analog control either.
No analog?
Yeah, it's only a directional pad. Right? You got a digital pad that's only on or off, forward, you know, so. Now that doesn't lend itself too well to 3D games. 3D games really need to be able to have that precision control.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, so. I don't know. I'm not too impressed about this thing. I mean, I heard quite a bit of. Could you imagine trying to change your game while you're doing something, like standing there, and you gotta turn it off, take the battery out, slip that little card out, put it away in a little package, put it in your pocket, pull out another game, take it out of its little case, put it into the phone, throw the battery back on in, and then wait for like a minute for this thing to turn on?
Sounds like a lot, but you know.
Dude, that is a lot.
Sounds like a lot.
That's a lot.
Come on, I can't disassemble some M16 under 2 minutes. Maybe it takes me 2.5 minutes to do that.
I don't know. That's still too long, though. How long does it take to change it on a Game Boy?
Pop up.
Uh-huh.
Pop in, pop up.
Mm-hmm. See, if they...
Power on.
They wanted to market this thing as a game machine, they should have really put more development on it. They should have hired some engineers from Nintendo, or whoever makes the Wonder
Or something like that,
yeah. Yeah, you know.
It was horrible gaming then.
Yeah, that would have been...
Sega. Old Sega Game Gear.
Yeah, that was great.
Remember that?
Even you know who would have been great? Engineers from NEC.
NEC?
Yeah, because remember they made the Turbo... No. They made the Turbo...
Graphics.
What was that thing called? The Turbo Express. A little tiny handheld one that was just pimp for the time. I think I'd still like to have one.
Sell them on eBay?
Dude, I've seen them new on eBay for $200.
Jesus Christ.
I know. If it wasn't $200, I'd buy one, but... I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't play it anyway, though. That's my problem. I just like to have it. Look what I got. I always wanted one of these things, you know.
Just get it and put in the frame.
This direction. Stop screaming in the
microphone. Get out of the wall. I swear to God it was you.
It's probably that microphone.
What?
There's another microphone right there.
Oh.
Off that way or something. Yeah, but I swear to God, I can be as loud as I want. I won't crack it.
Look.
I know.
That's you.
I can be as loud as I want. I won't crack the microphone, though. You open your mouth and it's...
Wow.
It's crap.
That wasn't bad. Very good. Grasshopper.
Right. Grasshopper. Now that we're back, and hopefully Audacity won't crash again, I don't know what it is. It just locks up on me, and all of a sudden, just stops recording. That was like 22 minutes into it. It just froze. This is the 1.2 pre-1 alpha copy or whatever, beta, I guess. So I guess that explains it, but it's free, and it works wonders. So we're going to keep using it. The N-Gage story, yeah, screw that thing. Nintendo's answered back with their own little Game Boy Advance phone thing. It's a video phone attachment. It comes with a digital camera, a microphone, an earpiece, and it's supposed to be for sale in Japan in December.
Whoa, what's the resolution on that little Nintendo?
On the little Nintendo screen, like 240 by something?
Oh,
isn't it small?
It's gonna look like ass.
Isn't it small, whatever it is? Yeah, it'll probably look pretty crappy, but how cool is that, though? I mean, being able to talk and be like, I mean, see the people you're talking to? The N-Gage doesn't do that.
Right.
For $300, the N-Gage doesn't do that. This thing's supposed to be 1,300 yen, roughly $110 here in the U.S.
1,300 yen?
Yeah. Which is like 110 U.S., and it's going to be video. I'm not quite sure how it works, though. There's no internet service provider. I'm not quite sure how it works, but it looks a nifty little device.
Off the air, man.
No. Oh, wait. It does say in the article. You gotta connect it to the phone, though. Oh, well, that sucks.
You need a special phone from Nintendo?
No, like your regular phone.
Whoa.
You plug it in? Oh, that kinda sucks, though.
56K?
That's fine. That should be fine for a little low-ass resolution. But you plug it into your wall. I thought it was, for some reason, when I first read it, I thought it was, I didn't really read it, I just glanced at it, because I can't print the page, I don't read it during the show. I go to that page, and it crashes Mozilla when I try to print it.
Oh.
Yeah, so I couldn't get everything out of it. The article was hella short, we'll have a link to it up on the notes. Kind of neat, though. I mean, a little video phone, $110, you already have a Game Boy, you want to see what your girlfriend looks like, you know, if you're in one part
of
the...
But you have to have two, though. One for her, one for you?
Yeah. It'd be great for you guys, though, you and your girlfriend. But
I'm sure she'll be here next year.
Yeah, so. Anyway, that's kind of something neat. Both those news items came from Spetsnaz, though. He hooked us up with that, because I would have skipped over, because I would have just been like, oh, yeah, whatever. But people do want to hear about it, I think. Let me move on to another interesting bit of email I got. Last week we mentioned Frag Ops, the Unreal Tournament 2004 mod.
Right.
A game that we were pretty excited about it, and we didn't do any research into it because I didn't hear about it until like a day before we recorded, and I already had all the notes figured out and I knew exactly what I wanted to talk about ahead of time. So it just wasn't part of the plan, but we were all psyched up over Condition Zero, the revamped Counter-Strike, right? And I happened to stumble across the mention of Frag Ops on the Tactical Ops forum, because I haven't been playing Tactical Ops. I haven't. I'm just sick and tired of the cheating. I mean, it is bad now.
Oh, yeah, real bad.
So, I mean, it's probably not as bad. Well, you know what?
I said probably 5 out of 10 people are cheating.
Yeah, I bet so. At least Radar. At least Radar, yeah. 5 out of 10 people.
I don't think anyone's using Aiming Bot.
Once in a while you see him on there.
I've never seen one.
I have, and you know it when they're doing it too.
Oh,
and
yeah, they still automatic stuff, boom, boom, boom,
yeah,
boom.
And they don't get voted off right away either, which is complete, and shit, they don't get voted off ever. Nobody will vote them off.
No, we did two couple of people.
We
tried.
Well, who gets voted off is the people who are good. The people who are good without cheating, they get voted off. Which is a bunch of shit, but so I finally had enough, and I moved on to playing Warcraft, but let's go back, we gotta focus, Frag Ops. This, I looked at it, I thought it looked great. We mentioned on the show, but we didn't say anything about it. And I plan on going back and reading more about it later. I had no idea when it was going to come out. I didn't really spend a lot of time looking up any details over the course of the week. We did the show late last week because Wolf had his surgery. And then I get an email from Memnon, who is like the Frag Ops PR guy.
Whoa.
And he's the head admin for the Tactical Ops part of Clanbase, from what I understand. That is, I couldn't believe it. I was so blown away. I woke up and I was all screwed up when I was talking to him, because he was on IRC too. He sent me an email. I didn't get that. I just woke up, stumbled over to the laptop, and happened to notice that he was in IRC looking for me. And, so I started talking to him. I was dead asleep though when I was, I mean still, man, I just crawled out of bed. Couldn't even quite figure out what he was talking about, and I was like, who am I talking to again? I was exhausted. I started to wake up a little bit later, but then he had to go, because wherever he is in the world, it was 10 o'clock here, a.m., it was 8 p.m. there. So he had a lot of stuff to go do, he had dinner and whatnot, you know, end of the day stuff, it sounded like. So he took off, and he imparted some wisdom upon me, because remember I mentioned that it would probably run like shit?
Yeah.
Because Unreal Tournament 2004 runs like crap for some reason. I mean, it doesn't run as good as I would like to think it should on a machine like mine. For comparison, my machine, it's a Athlon XP 2600, it's a 266 front side bus one. It's got 512 megs of DDR, PC 2700, it's got what's the motherboard in that thing? An Asus A7B 3033, which only has a 4X AGP slot though.
Oh, okay.
So it's not the full bore.
4X.
Yeah. But the card is, so I need time for a new motherboard one of these days.
It's not a big difference between 4X and 8X.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that bad. It shouldn't make all the difference in the world. You know what I mean? It should not be crippling me like I like to hope it is sometimes. But anyway, the machine's a beast. You know, I've got an Odyssey in there for sound. It's got some smoking fast hard drives. They're Death Stars. IBM Death Star 60 DXPs. You know, there's four of them in there. There are three of them in there, actually. And then a Western Digital 120 gig, you know, the fat one. Yeah.
JB,
the 8 meg special edition kit. And then the machine, it's well enough. It should run anything just fine. And I cannot get Unreal Tournament 2004 to run as smooth as I would like to.
Tactical Ops.
Now, well, yeah, but Tactical Ops is a lower caliber game. It was from Unreal Tournament 1.
Unreal Tournament 1 got beautiful graphics. I mean, Unreal really sounds fantastic.
Okay, but here's something that I did not think of at the time. You notice that Tactical Ops runs better than Unreal Tournament?
Yeah.
Right? And I was thinking about that, and it does because there's not as much crap. There's not as much garbage going on. The guns in that don't have green laser beams that shoot across the screen and have their own particle effects to them. You know, the whole way. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot less graphically than Unreal Tournament, and it runs a whole hell of a lot better, it seems to me. And, well, here's the specs for Unreal Tournament 2003. Okay, here's the here's the specs, right? There's this is from the website. He sent this to me in an email, and he had it on here on IRC for me to read. He was all over this too. He said, let's see, Unreal Tournament 2003, operating system Windows Millennium 98, 2000 or XP, CPU Pentium 3 or AMD Athlon 733 MHz processor, Pentium or AMD 1 GHz or greater recommended, 128 MB of RAM, 256 MB of RAM recommended. The above are perfect for frag ops, but I disagree with their video recommendation. The website states as requirements. Video system, 3D accelerator card with 16 megs of video RAM.
Oh, got more birdie than that.
32 to 128 recommended. 16 meg TNT 2 class DirectX 6 version compliant video card. NVIDIA GeForce 2 ATI Radeon recommended. DirectX 8.1 included on the disc.
That's your low standard.
That's pretty low. Well, that's good though. Yeah. That means it should run fabulous on my machine.
120? Which is 150 frames per second?
Yeah, I don't know about that high, but it should be up there. I'd like to see 100 frames. That's what I'd like to see.
Anything lower than 60, I get a headache.
Yeah, it pisses me off too, because then you get into a fight and it'll drop like 30.
Oh yeah.
That's where it sucks. But let me finish the email. See, it says, like I said, I disagree. I think to truly enjoy the game, you'll need at least 64 megs of video memory for higher texture quality and something a bit higher than a GeForce 2. Now, you can still play the game with a GeForce 2, but you're going to enjoy all the extra hardware effects and visual... Are you going to enjoy all the extra hardware effects and visual enhancements offered by newer cards? No. Aim for at least a DirectX 8-based video card if you can't manage a DirectX 9 one. An Unreal Tournament 2003 video can make all the difference. Loading times. Find yourself an UltraDNA 100 hard drive or better. More memory will also help. Jumping from 256 to 512 on my secondary PC reduced loading times massively. By about 50 to 100%.
Whoa.
Faster RAM definitely doesn't hurt either. Remember, most of the loading time here comes from pre-caching data into the memory from the hard drive. The faster both of these, the less your load time will be. CPU speed is also a factor. Faster processors reduce load time as well. I'll update this if anything changes. Then he says, let's see, and from my own experience playing this game. Now this is what matters, okay? This is what actually matters right here. And it's funny because my buddy Nair asked me, he's got the almost exact same machine as this. And his specs are, it runs fine on my own, 1 GHz AMD, 512 MB of RAM, GeForce 4 Ti, between 50 and 60 frames.
Oh.
You know, that's plenty fine to play. I know people that play Counter-Strike at like 30 frames, and they play all day.
That's pretty, seems pretty low, though.
That's
I mean,
that
I
should
think
be fine.
80 to 120, that's perfect.
That's where I like it.
For me,
that's
yeah.
where I like it, too. I like it right in there. I mean, anything above 80 all the time is where I like it, because then you don't get... You get into a harrowing gunfight, and all of a sudden it gets real slow. You know, and it really
you see, you almost can't support it coming.
You know, because I'm not. Yeah, I mean, it's not like most of the time you're camping out waiting for one guy on the screen. Like, well, some people do, but
I can dodge your bullet.
Yeah, you're not the one.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
I like to be in the middle of a fight, so there's always like five or six dudes on my screen before I get my ass blasted to smithereens. Now that was really cool. I got that email. I talked to him briefly. About some other stuff unrelated to Frag Ops it's specifically. I gotta talk to him more about that soon, hopefully. And hopefully I'll be more awake for the conversation, because I didn't even quite realize what he was talking about when I was talking to him.
That's some awesome information you give us.
Yeah, I'm glad that, I mean, how cool is that? He's, you know, you go to the website, you look at the list of people that are working on this, he's on there, and he's, I don't even know how on earth they heard about us. That's amazing. But it gets even better. Later that day, just a couple hours later, I was sitting there playing Warcraft. Couple hours go by, I stop to check my email, and I get an email from, I don't know if, well, his first name's Ben. He goes by Ben on their site, but he doesn't have his last name up there, but I have it here. But, he's one of the mappers for Frag Ops, right? He designs the maps, right?
Whoa.
And he sent me an email too, which is awesome, because he went even, more detail about, the team itself, and the specs on the thing, on the game. He says, I'm a map on the team. I guarantee you Frag Ops will be very playable on your machine. I have a 1.2 GHz Athlon, a GeForce 2 MX, and 384 megs of PC 2100 DVR. The game is playable a bit slow on my machine. One of our main goals is to reduce the strain on the machine without affecting the quality of the visuals. And I believe that Frag Ops will be very playable in at least 800x600 for anyone with a machine equal to or greater than mine. That's fine. You know, think about the people that are playing Counter-Strike today. They did, in fact, wasn't it Valve that did that little vote where people went there and they had a poll? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Valve. They had a poll to find out what video, this was like a couple of years ago, like maybe 2 years ago now, maybe a year and a half. But anyway, they polled people. Most of the people have a GeForce 2 MX. And these days, I bet most people have a GeForce 4 MX.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's real popular right now. Because
they're cheap ass people is why.
No, that's why they're real. That's almost, when I was in China, that's almost all the machine has. Yes.
Internet cafes don't care. They just want something in there that will barely get it by. Most people can't afford to throw away money on hardware. Some of us, like me, gaming's my life. So I have to have it, because I'm not happy if I can't play the games, right? But most people, they don't care. And then there's just some people that are just cheap-ass people that are like, you know, they're going to be playing Counter-Strike still 10 years from now because they never wanted to upgrade from their machine, you know? But a lot of people, this sounds like the exact same machine that most people I know that are playing Counter-Strike are running it on right here. A 1.2 GHz Athlon and a GeForce 2 MX. That, I swear to God, most people I know, they still play Counter-Strike every day, runs fine on that. And this, at 800x600, should run just about fine.
I don't know, yeah, well, definitely. 800x600, that's not much fast at all. I always had my 1024x768.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I recommend.
I don't like 1024. But 1280 is not a correct aspect ratio. It's not, do the math on it, it's not the same. And I cannot, it's 1280
by 9. It's not 423 ratio, no.
No. You gotta have 1280x960. And I swear it affects my performance when I'm playing at 1280x1024 because I'll play on a different machine somewhere, or I'll play a map that I need to like lower the resolution a notch. So I go back to a real aspect ratio, and it's different, and it kind of screws me up. Everything is different. So I've gotten the habit of playing things at 1600x1200, and they run just fine on this video card.
Just wondering, does this hold a widescreen, like a 16:9 format ratio?
I don't know.
You know, because I noticed there's a resolution setting in the tactical ops. Sports
setting. Is there?
Yeah, because I'm looking forward to upgrade my monitor, my LCD display.
Uh-huh.
Trying to get rid of mine and I get a new Sony.
Oh, yeah.
17.1 inches.
Yeah, baby.
That's about, let me see, about $500, I said.
Yeah. And it's widescreen, right?
And it's a 16:9 format widescreen, you know.
That's awesome.
And I got component video behind it. You can, you know, plug in your DVD for Xbox, play it on your
drive. That is fast.
That's real nice. I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Hell yeah. That's pretty cool. Now, I imagine this, well, it's probably mostly dependent on Unreal Tournament's engine, you know. I'm sure the Tactical Ops did not add that in themselves. It probably is in Unreal Tournament. We just never played it in like a look. Even though I played the shit out of that, I never
got it. Yeah, I just, you know, glanced through it one day. So it's got 12... 1280x768 or something.
I never noticed, but it'd be interesting to see, but let me continue with the email here. Squirrel Zero seems to be, if I remember, I looked on their website, it's frag-ops.com, and it has a list on the right-hand side of the site with the information on like the left and the top. On the right-hand side, it listed all the people that are working on this project. And if I remember right, Squirrel Zero is like their head coder guy, like the main lead programmer on this. Yeah. So he goes on to say, on a different note, Squirrel Zero rewrote a good chunk of the Unreal Tournament 2003 networking code, and it rocks. It sends a lot less data, and I get much better pings and use much less bandwidth playing Frag Ops than I do playing UT2K3.
Awesome.
Yeah. So another great thing. You know, I mean, I cannot wait for this. And the best part is the wait is not that long. I later on wrote Ben back, and he wrote me back. I swear to God, within like 2 minutes, I got the time on here somewhere too. I couldn't believe it. He said that I guess it's part of this the NVIDIA contest makes something unreal. I heard about it. I didn't read anything about it. I heard about it in the past. Didn't think anything of it. I expected I'd hear a bunch of fanfare over it. I didn't hear shit until this. So that means that it's going to be out no later than October 1st. So the wait is only 2 weeks. So if you don't have UT2K3, it's only $20 now. And I'm pretty sure that Frag Ops looks like it's where it's at. I'm gonna have to play it, obviously, before I can say, you know, yay or nay. But
from the video clip, looks awesome.
I've got right in front of me here. I've printed out almost everything they have on the website. I've read through this thing a couple times, and I've watched a video. There's a 13 meg video clip on the Frag Ops website on the front page showcasing one of the new weapons, the MP5 Stalker. This thing is badass.
Yeah, it got scope on there.
Yeah, how could... Now, wait. There's a cool part about that that you probably... I'm sure you don't know about it because you didn't read anything about it. Listen to what I'm about to tell you about the weapon.
Thanks.
What can I say? Wait. You know what? I'm going to save that for a list of the weapons a little bit later. I'm going to... Just because I've got gameplay things here, right? This will explain how the weapons work. So I'm going to do this part first, okay? For anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, like has never played Counter-Strike or Tactical Ops or anything just like it, well, Infiltration, Strike Force, there's all kinds of crap. It's a semi-realistic... Well, most of them are pretty... fairly realistic.
Yeah,
like Counter-Strike, Tactical Ops falls on the side of semi-realistic, though. It's a little bit more arcadey feel, fast action.
Yeah.
You have, like, two teams of the good guys and the bad guys, as Wolf likes to call them. They're special forces and the terrorists. And there's usually little goals, like rescue the hostages. So the terrorists, at their base, they start on one side of a level, they have the hostages. The special forces dudes start at the other side of the map, and they need to go in, get the hostages without getting killed, or killing hostages, and they need to evacuate them to a safe point on the map where they can escape, and then they win, and it's on a money-based system. So you rescue the hostages, you get more money, and you get money, and you
that
can
really
use that to, yeah, you buy weapons, you buy grenades, you buy all kinds of armor.
Night vision goggles.
On Tactical Ops, yeah, there's all, I don't know what they have on Counter-Strike, but
I think they do have a night vision.
I'm sure they do, they probably do. The new one I think's got a shield, a riot shield, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds of crap. Anyway, it's on this system that's basically, the better you do, you get more money, therefore you get rewarded with better weapons. It's a great system, because if you suck, you're gonna have to resort to going around picking up weapons, you know? running around with a knife or like a pistol or something, right? So, Frag Ops takes the same approach like that, you know, it's the real popular play style, you know, of like Counter-Strike and Tactical Ops. And it sounds more like Tactical Ops without the suckage, though. I've been pretty disappointed in the community, of the Tactical Ops community. I don't know what, it must be like something about this kind of games breeds mostly assholes. You know, there really is a leap uber fat group of people there. There really is. And most of them hang out on like the official message boards for Tactical Ops. But when you actually play, you're playing with, you know, Joe Dickhead and his buddy, you know, Cheater McGee on the pubs. You know, you're on a public server and it's, you know, on every other word out of mouth is fag. They're constantly
gay.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Gay, yeah. You know, and they're always making jokes about your mom, you know, when they very well should be in class. You know,
I think I started that.
You didn't start it? Yeah, right. Are you kidding me? Jesus Christ.
I had some kid cry one day. Talk about his mom too much.
They need to be in school. But anyway, Frag Ops, it continues that style of gameplay, but it's more... Well, from what I've seen, now I've watched this video like 9 times, I love it. And from what I've seen on the I've actually kind of poked around the forums and read on the site, it's more Tactical Ops-ish. You know, it's not slow. Like to me, Counter-Strike is a slow game. When you compare it to Tactical Ops, Counter-Strike lags ass. But Frag Ops looks like, you know, way better graphics and the same playstyle as Tactical Ops. And some of the, well, okay, I'm sure they're gonna have all the same, I actually couldn't figure this out. If they have, like a bomb, there's always like a plant the bomb mission in these type of games where the terrorists have to get to a point in the map, they have to set a bomb and then defend the area until the bomb goes off, and the special forces mission is, you know, to stop them from getting there or defuse the bomb, right? But I couldn't find if they had those kind of things on this. But as far as like extra little things that we're not used to, they have a crouch and roll and a diving roll.
Whoa.
Right? How badass would that be to come like, hey, you know, you peek around the box, and in all these games, what happens? You peek around the box to get a good look at what's going on inside the room that you're trying to get into, and you get shot.
Right.
What if you could dive across and take a peek while you're diving, and, you know, like get to behind another box? Yeah.
That's,
you know, so they wouldn't be able to, they wouldn't be able to hit you right away, because when you're creeping around the box, you're moving hella slow. And they know you're going to be creeping around the box any minute now, and they pop you one. You know, if you could just dive over there and take a glance, that's a really cool thing, I think. Another thing is they're going to have, like, extra bonuses. Like, you know, on the rescue the hostage missions, you get more money if you're the guy who rescues the hostage. I always thought there should be other bonuses for other things. Well, apparently they're putting that in this, too. They're giving cash bonuses. They're giving new attachments, which I'll get to the attachments in a minute. This is what I was going to surprise you with. And new attacks. There's a melee attack system here, too. I imagine that's mainly for your knife, you know, your knife and a machete type items like that. They should have other things, like where you could, like in Halo.
Yeah, Strike was that.
Yeah, that would be fucking awesome. Boss
stock of the gun.
Yeah, and it would do more damage, I think, than like, say, your fists, you know.
Oh yeah, at least, you know, stunt you or something.
That would be cool, yeah. Oh, maybe like a second delay in your action or something, you couldn't repeatedly whack somebody though.
Right.
You know, something like that would be cool. there's, attachments to the weapons. You can buy, like, remember, okay, think about
flashlight laser.
Yeah, yeah, that side? Scope. Yeah, you can buy that as an optional attachment.
Oh my god.
How dope is that? They said that there's already 200 combinations.
Jesus.
How
Christ.
Fucking cool is that? And
there's a laser set on there, a scope on
yeah,
there.
You can
imagine. Oh, Jesus.
Could you imagine a game like Tactical Ops if you had a laser scope and a laser and a scope on your MP5? Dude, that
MP5 excited
Navy
now.
Is deadly. I like the silencer.
Let me
personally.
Poke something.
I personally, remember in 2.2 they had a silencer on the MP5?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? I missed that. Because they don't have that in the new Tactical Ops in Assault on Terror.
Well, it's good.
It's a mod for Tactical Ops 3. They don't have it on the basic Tactical Ops. They don't have a silencer for that. It's only on 2.2. And there's like a mutator for 2.2 guns. But it's kind of buggy still. But anyway, I miss it. I imagine they're going to have a silencer on this too. I actually didn't read it hidden because there's a lot of weapons. And as far as the grenades go, they've got like the basic stuff. The high explosive, flashbang, smoke nades, you know, crap like that. Remember the scene where the guy dies in the video and his body falls half off that ledge and it's the ragdoll physics. How awesome was that? I mean, like he falls off or he falls backwards and he lays on this rail and his body flops around, but he didn't fall over, but like he totally could have. If he would have got hit a little bit hurt harder, he would have fallen right off that. I mean, the physics they have for the models is awesome. Now, another huge thing that I'm loving. You can deflect grenades with gunfire. You can smack them away with your melee weapons. You can hit them and knock them out of the way, or you can blow them up if you shoot them.
Whoa!
How cool is that? How many times have you been there and you're just like, man, I shot that damn grenade. You know, on Tactical Ops, I can shoot them.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, but they don't do anything. You know, I really think that. I mean, I'm getting so excited over this game. I'm about to wet myself. I mean, the more I read about it, I still have the video right there on my desktop. I keep watching it every so often. It's like a minute and a half long or something. It's 13 meg, but it is well worth the download. The guns.
Let me read down
the gun list too. Check this out. For the special ops side, they've got the combat knife, the K bar, attachments. Now, I guess it has. Okay, the way they did this, it looks like it lists the attachments you can get for every item too. You can get an upgrade for Akimbo. That's two knives, right?
Whoa!
How cool would that be? Chopping people up. A Heckler and Koch USP 45 Navy Koch KOCH USP 45 tactical. It's a pistol. You can get a tac light and a silencer for it. I really hope sound plays a big deal in this because that's the main thing that helps me in Tactical Ops is audio. You know, it's not like it helps me less than I think the people get helped out by radar. Or it helps me more than I think.
Yeah, you can hear the sound.
Yeah, and I know right
which direction.
Yeah, and I know if they're reloading. I can tell if they just picked up an item.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, I know what's going on. So I hope the silencer plays a bigger part in this. You know, it's really quiet, so you wouldn't know if somebody's getting killed in the next room. Smith & Wesson 357 Magnum.
Whoa, that's a big
eight-shot attachments, a quick reloader. How fast
quick
is that?
Reloader.
A Steyr TMP, it's a machine pistol, fully automatic, attachments, a 30-round magazine. So you can upgrade from, it's normally, I guess, 15. So you can get, like, a bigger clip. How fat is that? Like, all the crap you always wanted in these games. And now, Frag Ops is bringing this to us. Another Heckler & Koch UMP-45, it's a submachine gun, fully automatic.
MP5.
Laser, and a silencer. It says UMP-45. So it's probably, like, one level lower. Here's your MP5, same thing, H&K, MP5, SR, this is what it is. Attack light and a scope, that's the one in the, wait, is that the one in the video? I'm pretty sure it is, that's the, yeah. Anyway, fully automatic submachine gun, obviously I'm not a gun person because I don't know these names, I suck, I know. Fabarm, F-A-B-A-R-M, FP6 entry, it's a shotgun. Pump action, you can get night vision with that.
Night vision was a shotgun?
That's what it says. I imagine it's like, maybe you buy like the attachment for your head, or you, or maybe it's like a flashlight that attaches to the bottom of it.
Yeah,
I don't know. It doesn't
more
say.
Like, that's
I,
more
I,
like.
I don't. I didn't print out the picture. Let's print out the text. A Thaumas.
Thaumas.
Dude, that thing is badass. Attachments.
Fast.
Yeah, hella fast. Attachments. A bayonet.
Whoa.
Could have come back. Stabbing assholes. After you empty your 30-round clip in that
25 round, actually.
On this it says 30 rounds,
oh,
but,
okay.
On 2.2 Tactical Ops, I think it was 30, I think it was 30 rounds. Anyway. 25. Was it? Oh, okay, well.
Because you get 6 clips.
Yeah, well, anyway, it only takes a half a second to unload all that. You can go stab fools now. A Beretta AR-70, and then a /90 assault rifle, fully automatic. You get a scope for that. Seiko TRG-42 sniper. With night vision, it must be goggles you buy for these items.
You don't have a scopes for a sniper rifle.
For the sniper rifle, but how does it work for the shotgun?
Maybe a flashlight on there.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been, you know what, there might even be a picture on the website about it. I don't look, I just printed it out so I could read it. One shot head kills on that, by the way. That sucks ass. I get so mad at shotgun people. Okay, now the bad guys here, the mercenaries, they get a K-bar black cutlass machete. They haven't figured out what attachments are going to do with that. Sig Sauer P226 stainless, semi-automatic pistol. Attachments upgrade strength, SMW 40 caliber. Not sure. MR Desert Eagle Mark, 19.
Yeah. Desert Eagle's back, I love
it. Yeah, with a laser.
Whoa. Whoa.
44 Magnum. Heckler HK MP7 PDW, one of my favorite guns. I like that thing with that.
HK33?
No, it's a HKMP 7 PDW. The terrorist one in, it's like the MP5 and...
Oh, okay.
Right?
Without a silencer?
Without a silencer, it's got a, you can get a, it says a light attachment. Short reload time, thank God, because I burn up ammo. A Ruger MP9 with a silencer. Yeah. FNP 90, submachine gun, fully automatic with a scope and a laser. A Ruger Red Label shotgun, they haven't determined the attachments for that yet. A Benelli M4 Super 90, a pump action shotgun. Haven't figured out any attachments for that. Oh man, they gotta make this hard. It's an AK. How's that? It's a, they got the real names here. A Kalashnikov.
Are they gonna put Kalashnikov in there?
Kalashnikov AK-103 assault rifle with a bayonet. What?
Yeah, it was bayonet.
Yeah, with a bayonet attachment. Enfield SA-80 assault rifle, fully automatic with a scope. AMP DSR-1 sniper rifle. It says not determined attachments, you know a scope is gonna be one of them, but I don't know if you can get, like, I don't know how it works if you have, like, 2 attachments per gun, you know, or 2 upgrades or options, I don't know. But man, this game sounds so fat. That's like the first thing
I've
been
saying. You know what I really wanted to say though, you know, remembering the Unreal Tournament?
Yeah.
You can pick up 2 pistols.
Yeah.
One each hand?
Well yeah, you can,
I wish you can do it right here, with different guns.
You can do it with Halo too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that'd be nice to do it. Yeah, huh?
Why not, you know, while each hand, a rifle, or assault rifle and a pistol at the same time, you can do that in the Hitman. Remember Hitman?
Yeah. In Brute Force, you can carry 2 different guns. No. That gets a little outrageous, though. I can see the 2 guns thing in a game like this, the 2 pistols.
2 pistols? Imagine. Yeah, I really like it. You know, I watched so many John Woo movies, they always blast out 2 pistols.
Imagine that level. The first round. The pistol round, everybody's favorite. If you killed a guy and picked up his second gun, how fat would that pistol round be all of a sudden? Because now, you would have, I mean, there'd be like, you'd be hard pressed. Like, the first thing is to kill the guy first. I mean, you would really make that pistol round be fat.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool, but,
a lot more powerful.
We've blown a half an hour on Frag Off, so I hope it doesn't let me down, but I'm really excited about this damn game.
I am too. Can't wait.
Another news article. Oh, wait, no, screw, this one we can cover real quick. It's Sony finally announced the release month, at least, for the hard drive. For the PS2?
Yeah.
March of 2004. It's going to be $100, 40 gigs. The only really cool thing about this is that it's going to come... Now listen, pre-installed with Final Fantasy XI.
Oh, it's on there already.
It's going to be pre-installed with it. Yeah.
So you should have a backup always.
That's what I think too. I get pissed off when people tell me, oh, I bought a compact. Well, where's your disc? I didn't come with one. It's on the hard drive. Oh, Christ. You know?
Yeah,
I'm trying to fix the machine or whatever.
That's pretty gay.
You know, I don't like the idea of that. They should put in a packaged full game with it.
Definitely.
You know, for me, that is a deal breaker. If I was a Final Fantasy XI fan, and I'm not, I don't even want Final Fantasy XI. I don't want to play it. you know, I thought about it. It looked cool. I'm waiting for Lineage 2. That game looks badass. Screw Final Fantasy XI. Why don't they put something else? They need different packages. They need a Final Fantasy XI hard drive pack for $100. They need a SOCOM 2 pack for $100 with a hard drive. You know what I mean? They need different packages because not everybody wants to go play friggin' Final Fantasy.
And that's gonna be external too right now.
No. It slips in underneath where the modem goes, doesn't it?
The modem?
It's the network connector thing. It goes in that little slot there in your PlayStation.
Now you can...
There's a little slot in the back of your PlayStation.
I'll never look.
It'll slide right in the back of the PlayStation, and your network connector clips on top of it.
Whoa.
Like on the back ass end of it, yeah. Anyway, but there's a
method. Ass, no.
There's a method to their madness, though. I know why they're packaging Final Fantasy XI. Care to take a guess? This is a no-brainer. Why would they package that particular game?
Because they require money. More money, man.
They're gonna have to pay to play Final Fantasy XI after the first month.
Oh my fucking god.
You're gonna get 1 month free.
Another
yeah.
fucking then, ever quiz.
Yeah, but, I mean, it makes good sense from a marketing standpoint, you know. $12.95 a month, and the first month is going to be free.
That's going to run you more than a hard drive after a year.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you enjoy the game, to me it's worth it. To me the price of playing a game for $15 a month is worth it.
No game lasts for a year.
Tactical Ops, I've been playing for almost 3 years.
That's free.
Yeah, it's free, but I would have paid for it. I had that much fun, I would have paid for it. We bought it right when it came out. You know,
oh yeah.
Even though we were playing it for free, we still bought it when it came out retail, you know, because
right.
it's that good. And I would have paid to play because it is that much fun. Anyway, it's $100. It's going to be March of 2004. I'm not too excited about it because I have an Xbox for all the things extra that this thing can do.
Yeah.
It's going to have
everything's built in.
Audio player also. It's going to be able to play MP3s, which your Xbox will play Windows Media Audio, but so what? Your Xbox will rip them for you. You know, boom, lickety-split, you've got a WMA that sounds mostly just fine. I did find a couple tracks that don't rip right on it, by the way. MC900 Foot Jesus has got a track that I ripped that did not sound right at all. But anyway, it's going to have that kind of garbage, you know. It sounds basically like it's going to be just like what the Xbox does. You know, I mean, right now, currently, you know, they're going to have level updates for downloads, you know, they're going to have patches for your games, because God knows we're going to start needing them. So I'm not too happy about that. But they're going to have 50 online games by the end of 2004, they say.
50 online games?
I think there's pretty close to 50 for the Xbox already. I mean, Xbox has got to jump on it. They got a better system. It came with it. You know,
oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, it's fast. Sony better crank them out. And they are. I mean, listen, I mean, Jesus, they've got... Oh, here's one I'm really pissed about. NASCAR 2004. It's going to be online for the PlayStation 2, but not the Xbox.
Oh,
that's a
man.
Bunch of crap. I'm going to play it on my Xbox. Madden 2004, Tiger Woods PGA Tour 2004, NBA Live 2004, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, SSX3, Medal of Honor, Rising Sun, The Sims busting out. What else is there? Fire War... Oh! That was a game I really was looking at, too. Warhammer 40K, Fire Warrior coming out. 13, remember that cel-shaded first-person shooter?
Yeah.
Tony Hawk's Underground. Amplitude, ATV, Final Fantasy XI, My Street, NBA Shootout 2004, NCAA, Game Break 2004, NCAA, Final Four 2004, NFL Game 2003, NFL Game 2004, SOCOM US Navy SEALs 1 and 2, Seinfeld the Omega Strain, Twisted Metal Black Online...
Please, man, that game's worthless.
I didn't like it. It's kind of fun, but it's not my cup of tea. I prefer the Mario Kart stuff. All-Star Baseball 2004, Audio Modelista, Champions of Norrath. I mean, there's tons, dude. February 2nd, Chess Master, Deer Hunter. Now, there's some winners, right? ESPN NBA Basketball, ESPN College Hoops. And ESPN NFL Football, ESPN NHL Hockey, EverQuest Online Adventures, EverQuest Online Adventures Frontiers, FIFA Soccer 2004, Madden NFL 2003 and 4, Medal of Honor Rising Sun, Midnight Club, NASCAR Thunder 2004, NBA Live 2003 and 4, NCAA Football 2004, NCAA March Madness 2004, Need for Speed Underground, NFL Blitz, Pro. I know, but I want to read the list.
Okay, ready.
NHL Hits Pro, Resident Evil Outbreak? Oh, wow. That's kind of cool.
Oh, that's a new one, yeah.
Yeah. Risk, Sega Sports NBA 2K3? Wait, oh, that's out now. Sega Sports, why the hell did they have a, did I read the date wrong?
February 2004?
After the games are out already. Oh, maybe this is like support for these games in the future. Maybe that's what it is. How weird. Sega Sports NCAA College Basketball 2K3, Sega Sports NFL 2K3, SSX3, oh, the rest of these I read. Oh no. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, Tony Hawk's Underground, Pro Skater 4 that was. Tribes, Aerial Assault, Trivial Pursuit, Unhinged from Atari, Warhammer 40K, Fire Warrior, World Championship, Pool 2004, M13.
Yeah, that's pretty sure poor. That's a line's pretty cool.
That's a big ass list of games, but you notice like half of them are sports games.
Most of them are sports games.
But yeah, probably more than 50%. Yeah, I think so, right? And then like the rest of them I just really don't care to play. I don't know, but see there's not much I care to play on my Xbox either.
No.
So I don't know, but hopefully somebody can like listen to that session like 9 or 10 times. So they can weed out all the games I just read off and find something they want, because that was way too fast to catch all the names of those games in one spew. on to Warcraft 3, which I've been playing the hell out of because I got the Frozen Throne. And all...
Info.
Yeah, info. This, I cannot... All I usually play is I just hop on, I go to the random team or ladder, you know, 4v4, 3v4, you know, or free-for-all if I can get on it. Because usually, it doesn't seem like that many people playing, but I love it. Free for all. It's like 10 people, every man for himself. It's so much fun. Except
how
when they
kill other guy. Are you?
That's the idea.
Oh,
how do you think you win?
I thought you just kill monsters.
No.
That's survival.
That's yeah. This is now. Listen to this mod. It's called Enfo's Team Survival. The website is well, it's real long. It's actually just a message board, but he's got a tiny URL for it. It's tinyurl.com/n144. This stuff is like digital crack. The mod, it's just a map. It's like 281K, I think, right? This map is hella tiny. Drop it in your maps downloads folder, fire it up, go start a game of your own. And I swear to God, it fills up in about 4 seconds during prime time. During slow time, it might take like 20, 30 seconds, but people love playing this. No wonder. It is so addicting. If they're not there joining your game, it's because they're playing a game of it, I bet. This game is set up to where you have, like, the map divided into two sides, 5 people on each team, and picture the map kind of shaped more or less like a Y, right? And each team has their own side, each their own individual Ys. On the top of the ends of the Y are these little portals that spew an endless stream of enemies. And your job is to kill them. It's like Tetris. You know how, like, when you get filled up, you die? That's kind of what this reminds me of. You've got to beat the enemies, you got to kill them all, ideally. And what'll happen is if they get down to your base, which is like at the bottom of the Y and like up in it a little bit, is this portal. And if they get to that portal, you lose a life. Your team has 100 lives. So you got to kill the enemies before they get to the portal. That's why it's team survival, you got to survive. It gives you, you get to pick a hero out of like 20 dudes or something, you get to pick a hero, and he becomes the man. They're all custom abilities and stuff too, like you can pick like, you know, the Blade Master character, and he gets like personal bloodlust, he gets that Blade Storm thing, he gets like an evasion dodge kind of thing, he gets magic resistance, and he gets like a stomp on the ground and stun all the enemies thing. You know, and then there's tons of them though. You get guys that can wipe out, you get a Void Ball that does like 100,000 points of damage to everything in its area. You get, I mean, just the craziest shit in the world. It's a lot like Gauntlet mixed with Warcraft mixed with some Tetris to it. I mean, it is wild! And I urge you, if you play Warcraft, to go check it out. Because it is the most addicting thing I've played in a long time.
It's only for Frozen Throne, though.
Yeah, it's only for Frozen Throne. You gotta have that for it. It is so fun. You earn money from killing monsters, or if you're a thief hero, you can steal money from the opposing team and buy items for yourself or your teammates. You got, you know, healing potions and vampiric potions of regeneration
armors,
and shit.
Rings.
And you got, yeah, fat armor and fat rings. And you can buy tomes to upgrade your skills. But, and I mean like fat. Like there's a sword. Spinebreaker. Plus 480 your damage. It costs 80,000 gold. But you can buy it. I had a game the other day where I had 3 of them. Some fat armor. Those teleport boots so I can get myself in and out of combat. I mean the game is so much fun because, I mean it's, you get so insane. Your guy gets to like 60th level like nothing. You know, you got all these fat skills. And then you have, to make matters even more complicated, you've got like a spellbook. Everybody has a spellbook with the same spells in them. And this spellbook slowly regenerates mana. You have nothing you can do about it though. You know, there's no, like, way to make it speed up faster. It's like a whole separate thing from your character's own mana pool and hit points. You can still cast these spells when you're dead. There's a respawn time. If you lose your character, you get, like, 60 seconds, and it goes up, 60 seconds till you respawn. So your team is really in the hurt shop if you die. You know, I mean, it's a real team effort here. It's so awesome. The spells, they have things like dispel enemy monsters. They have, like, you know, create, like, 5 or 6 monsters or whatever it is. And you can put them on your side to help you fight. Or you can drop them on the enemy, and everybody I like to play them drops them on the enemy. You know, they wait till they're getting their ass beat, they drop some enemies behind them that are on our team to beat their team's ass, you know. Then you can stun guys, you can hit them with like this little missile from the gnomes, or the goblin, the gnomes make it. And they shoot this little missile over there and it hits the guy and he's stunned for a second, and that'll really mess somebody up. You wait till he gets low on hit points, hit him with this bomb, he can't move, and the enemies are surrounding him because there's not much time to breathe.
Survive.
Yeah, it is so much fun. I urge you all to go check that out. We got a GameCube adventure that we went on today.
It's called a GameCube hunt.
The great hunt for the GameCube here.
Bundle.
For the bundle, right? Now, we put a link on the front page, on HWHQ.com, on the front page of Walmart's deal where you get a Platinum GameCube and a Game Boy player for $150. Apparently, they do not offer that deal in the store also. Like, let's assume they had some GameCubes. They still do not offer that deal in the store. So we went to 2 different Walmarts here. One's one of the Fat Supercenter ones, just to go check it out, just to take a look, right? Neither Walmart had a single GameCube there, and I was there a week before, and there still was no GameCubes there. That kind of worries me. It's not that it was a bundle deal and it was a hot seller. I'm talking about regular $150 straight across for the cube, and no, they don't have any cubes. So Nintendo is missing out on sales because Walmart, they cannot. Now, we talked to a lady there. She said that she doesn't even place orders. She said they just send them what they sell. They don't have a say in it. They just get stock.
Or just send them like 10 at a time.
Yeah.
Each one.
But did you notice they were stocked with Xboxes? They had PS1s there. They were stocked with PlayStation 2s, and they didn't have a single GameCube between 2 Walmarts for like a week.
I wonder what Sergio said to that. They got at least 20, 30 out on the show.
Yeah, but they're all $150 straight across the game.
Yeah,
too,
and
they
got a bundle. It's
Mario Sunshine.
Mario Sunshine game bundle. It's $159, $10 more.
Yeah, for Sun. Yeah, see, that's not worth it to me.
No, I wanted a Game Boy player.
That's what I want because I'm gonna play Sword of Mana on my TV.
Hell yeah! Even
I'm all of it.
Final Fantasy
Tactics.
Tactics.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fun.
But I couldn't believe that we went there to you know what torture it is going to Walmart? Dude, Walmart sucks. And we went there just to go check it out. And they didn't even have anything to toy with us. They didn't even have anything to tease us with, you know?
No.
But you can order it from their website still. There's a link on the front page right now. If you're looking for a cube. I, however, would like to find the willpower to wait until Christmas just to see what kind of fat Christmas deal they're going to have. Because I suspect it's going to be pretty good. I think it's going to be better than everybody thinks, too. I think it's going to be like 2 fat games and a GameCube. You know, or a cube player and 1 fat game. Or a Game Boy player and a fat game and the cube for like 150.
They used to have that deal.
I know, and I missed out
on it. We missed a golden opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot me.
Kicking myself for that one. But I mean, I felt so bad because like, not only is Nintendo not selling well anyway, now they're not even getting support from the retailers. You know, I mean, what kind of bullshit is that?
Man.
Just carry the product, you know, and that's what people want. They'll walk in, look at it, decide they want it, and buy it. You know what, and I hate to say it, but chances are, if that lady had some GameCubes there, and if that lady told us, oh yeah, we give you the Game Boy player with it, I'm almost willing to bet money that you and I both would have bought one today.
Well, guaranteed. That's
because
guaranteed.
We were pretty hyped. You know how like you get that mindset going, you get that hype in your own brain going like, yeah, let's just go see. We had enough motivation to drive like 30 miles between Walmarts, you know, there and back, all the way out that way out there. Oh, yeah, no,
about 10 miles from Dakota.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe a little bit more than that because we're down here. Yeah, so, 15 miles we probably drove then, yeah.
Yeah.
For just to go look at them, I suspect that we would have came back and Nintendo would have had 2 more dedicated, you know,
Bitches,
yeah. But no, Walmart doesn't carry it, and even so, she told us they didn't have the deal. They'll do the deal in the store that they have on the website. That sucks.
Fuck Walmart, I'm going to Target from now on.
Fuck Walmart. I encourage you to go check out Project Walmart Freedom. HackerMind.net, down the latest issue of Frequency. They've got like the first run of Project Walmart Freedom on there.
You know, we should check it out on the Target's website. Sometimes you got moments.
Yeah, maybe. We'll have to look into that. Nobody else does, though. Nobody else has anything good. Usually Electronics Boutique or GameStop's
website. Well, those are the Watch Your Thing, the big one. But, you know, those off-brand Shopko's, you know.
Shopko's always got the hookup, too.
Oh, yeah. Wait, Shopko's a Target. We should do that.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, well, we do have internet connection here, so it's not going to be that big of a deal. Calm down.
Fine.
I won't do it, but I should clip that little part about Shopko out. That's like our secret spot for, like, all the fat shit.
Oh, yeah.
They always have the best stuff there. And it started when my sister went looking for a Nintendo 64. She couldn't find one anywhere in Reno, right? At Christmas season, you could not find a 64 when it came out. Guess where she found one? Ever since then,
Shopko.
I've been going there. That's where I got Final Fantasy VI. I've seen so many other...
That's where I got my last copy of A Secret in
3. Yeah, that's where I got
nowhere
mine,
to be found.
Yeah,
remember?
It was nowhere else down here. I looked all over the friggin' place. I also got Secret in 3 down there, too. I mean, it was unreal.
That's the only reason you got a PS2, isn't it?
For Suikoden, yeah, to begin with, yeah.
Yeah, and then that game...
Now I've got like a million role-playing games and MGS2.
Oh, did you get it here yet?
No, the guys mailed the one out on the 15th. Anyway, so enough about that. Oh yeah, one last bit on Warcraft 3. You know what? Every time I join a random game, half of the time, it's more than 50%, I've got replays, and you can tell they're map hacking. They can see the whole fucking map.
No shit.
I played with Ode and Dar, and we run into hacks like every other game. It is such a bull. And they beat our ass right off the bat. And you know what? If we would walk a few steps over more, we would see them following us around. Or every time we go creeping, they hit our base. We start coming back, they run out. I mean, it's such bullshit. I quit playing Tactical Ops to focus on something else. Figured Warcraft would be the safe haven because you're on Battle.net, but no. There's cheaters there, too.
Blizzard should start buying those fuckers again.
Yeah.
Find their keys. Make them pay for it, for cheating.
That's right. Ban their assholes. Now, another thing. We got two more things before we're out of here. Now, this kicks ass, and I probably should have mentioned this at the front of the show, and I completely spaced it out. And I was actually going to mention this weeks ago, and I still spaced it out, because it's really hard to do this and keep on topic here, no matter how many notes I have in front of me. When I left for my trip, only one person emailed me continually about the trip. I got emails from all kinds of people about games, you know, and about maybe a little bit of where are you, you know, how are you doing?
Yeah.
But nobody quite understood, I think, what it was all about as much as this gentleman named Gus, who wrote me quite a few times on the trip, and I was like a slacker and wrote him back every so often and then completely spaced out when I got here. And I finally got in touch with him today. I didn't get in touch with nothing. He wrote me. I know. I feel bad about that. But, I mean, it was really cool to talk to this guy. I mean, he's very talented, too. And he did the new logo for the site for me. I didn't even ask him, and I hated the logo as much as he did. The logo I had up on the very top that says HWHQ is black and red and white. Yeah, it sucked, but it's like, that is the extent of my capabilities on... What do I use? What's that thing called?
PaintShop Pro,
right? I suck at it, though. The logo up there now, did you see it? It looks all professional and shit. It's awesome. And apparently,
is that little Kobo on there?
Well, no. On the actual website, not the forum. That's more of my ghetto handiwork. Yeah, it's cool. But it looks professional. I mean, it's really, really nice. He even sent me two different ones, like to pick what I like the best, and then a third one even more. And he just, you know, little touches up here, you know, he just did little things to make it look cool. I mean, his version, you know, like completely redid it, and then, you know, had like a couple different ones that looked a little bit different, so I could go through and pick which one I thought was the best. I mean, real high quality stuff, professional stuff, that's what he does. You go to his website, it's neogroove.com, neogroove.com, and he's got lots of cool graphics and stuff up there, and what I really, really liked was the, what did he have? He had a model of the, Game Boy Advance SP before it came out with Samus on it. It looks so cool. But he's got lots of stuff up there that you really need to go check out. His resume and stuff, too. Yeah, look him up. Hell, I know lots of you need some professional graphics done. Put this man to work. But, I mean, he does great work. It was really cool with him, too. And I'm glad I got in touch with him again. He's Not there anymore, but he was on IRC with us in the morning. I got to talk to him briefly, but just wanted to say thanks. You know, I mean, he his emails, they were amazing. When I was out there on the road, I mean, he really, really, like, got it. You know, and just, I mean, nobody else did, and I was afraid that I wouldn't have an outlet, you know, of somebody else to talk to about, you know, like, some of the stuff that's going through my head and stuff.
I never think about you when I'm on the road trip.
Yeah, right, you called me every other... Fuck that guy. Bullshit, you called me every other day, you loser. Calling me when I'm gone. I'm 3,000 miles away. Every other day we hear from you. Hello?
Can you hear me now?
It got to be so bad that you called so often that when I was in Connecticut, they knew it was you calling when the phone would ring.
No, shit.
Uh-huh. They said, oh, you know, he's calling again.
Yeah, because you...
It's because, yeah, you have a different ring, but the phone would ring all day. And they would know when it was you calling. Like, oh no, he's calling again.
Oh, oh god.
See?
Those bastards.
You're friends with Flip out there too though, so you know him too.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
I thought I'd just harass you about that for a little bit. The last item I've got here, is we don't have any movies or music. Do you watch any movies?
No, I was going to watch Once Upon a Time in Mexico. Your ass too lazy, don't want to go.
Yeah, I'm tired today, man. I'm burned out.
Come on, I will pay for it.
I've been playing too much infos.
Okay, fine.
Seriously, that stuff's like crack. We got a new dashboard for the Xbox. When the hell was the last time you were on Xbox Live?
I don't remember, dude.
I've been on it once since I've been back, and that was only to check and see if there was updates for Toe Jam and Earl.
Oh.
Because that's like, I don't know, I love Toe Jam and Earl 1, and I got this one because I thought it would be great.
I've played football with people a few times.
This game's worth easily $30, but... Oh, football, yeah. Well, anyway, apparently you go there now, it'll download a whole fat bunch of new updates for you. Your dashboard thing is all redone, and I guess it's going to have, like, a news stuff on there, too. Like,
whoa.
You can go there, and I like the idea of being able to get on to Xbox Live and see news that you wouldn't see on the internet without really kind of digging around for it.
Straight from Microsoft?
You know, most of that's going to be spun PR shit.
With Bill Gates' picture on it?
Probably. But there's also a chat
thing.
Thanks
for the money.
There's also a chat thing built in.
Oh,
so, like,
God.
Into Dash, though. No. So you won't have to be in a game to talk to your buddy. Like, I could meet you outside of the game and say, hey, do you want to play a game?
Oh, okay.
Right?
I thought it was like a chat room for like all kinds of people get in there. You can, you know, because on the Xbox, all voice chat.
Yeah.
You know, you can hear those child molesters. Hey, little kid, what are you wearing right now?
And they're going to have the Xbox Live Web, which is going to allow you to interface with people through the internet now, like on your PC.
Yeah.
Right? On your Mac, and Linux, Xbox, whatever the hell you got.
Pretty soon it's going to be MSN Messenger compatible.
Oh, God forbid. It probably are. They're probably already working on building it some way into that. I think you can't. Oh, no, maybe not. But I bet you're right. I bet it'll have a little icon on your messenger thing that shows your buddy on who's playing a game right now.
Yeah.
Little picture of it, that green X next to his name. If he's online, but...
You got mail. Wait, that's America Online.
Yeah. If you haven't been on Xbox Live in a while, might want to hop onto it and check out these new features. I intended to do it before we recorded, but... We had very, very little time this week because last week's show was delayed quite a bit. But I hope we still brought some good information to you and something that maybe you can use or learn from at least.
I peace out.
Okay, bye.
Yoo-hoo.
Thank you.